Here's a thought I'll title, Guiding Their Consumption. I know, sort of an odd title for this thought, but there's an important issue that demands our attention, I think. Imagine you want to put together a project of 100 or so images. You might be doing a book, a PDF, a gallery exhibition, website. Let's be honest about those 100 images. You can create 100 images with enthusiasm, probably fairly easily. And you have the perseverance and the motivation and the interest to do so. But does the audience have the ability to look at 100 images? Or is that just overwhelming beyond their attention span, and they may not have motivation to look at them all? So I hope it seems clear that there's two different sets of ways of looking at a collection of 100 prints. From your side of that challenge, selecting the images is a huge part of the process. But I'm proposing that it's not the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is how you organize those images in the finished presentation. How do you organize a presentation of 100 images so people are more likely to want to view them? Do you order them sequentially by date? Or maybe alphabetically by title? Do you organize them by location, or by subject, or by genre of photography? And if none of those seem to make any sense, it gets even stranger when I think back at some of the ways that I've seen exhibitions organized. Believe it or not, by which camera they used, which always seemed to me to be the strangest way to organize a group of images, because who cares what camera we use? What about organizing your 100 images by the time of day that you photographed them, which would be relatively easy to do with EXIF data, but would that make any sense to the viewer? Possibly. I can envision the kind of project that might work that way, but it's certainly an odd way to think about it. Or what about time of year? What about weather conditions? How do we sequence and organize a large group of images? That's a kind of question that I think previous generations of photographers never needed to ask. Usually, they would hand a pile of prints to a publisher or to a gallery owner, and it was up to the publisher or the gallery owner to decide how to sequence them and organize them for comfortable viewing. But the world you and I live in, where we have our images up on Instagram or Facebook or our own web page or a PDF or a blurb book, we're the ones who are in charge of sequencing the images. And the next step beyond sequencing, of course, is dividing the project into smaller, consumable chunks, if you will. Think of chapters in a book, or perhaps even paragraphs in a story. Dividing the content into consumable chunks is an important part of the creative process, because without it, we may be unknowingly placing our viewers in the difficult task of leaving it to them to decide how to consume our large body of work, and they may not be motivated to do so. Dividing our large project into smaller bits has the purpose of making it easier for people to consume our work. And if we don't make that division to help them, it will be necessary for them to do the work of organizing the body of work, and they may not be interested or motivated at all to do that work to make our artwork more understandable. It's not just that we use photography to say, look at this, but we use organization of the project and presentation as a means to say, this is my suggestion of how to look at the work.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.